Hello, this is Randy Thompson from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, the Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. As indicated by today's intro music, thank you for being a friend. Today's program is a special program. It's devoted to music with a Thanksgiving theme. Songs about giving thanks for friendship, family, and food. Thanks to all of you listeners out there for being our friend. I'll say amen. Music Review is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical, folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Thank you for being a friend. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. To schedule a piano tuning appointment, phone 919-779-1755. Today's musical trivia questions have musical hints. Question number one, what is the name of the theme song for the movie released on this very day back in 1967? Hint, here's a snippet from this familiar Arlo Guthrie song about a Thanksgiving Day meal. Sound familiar? What is the name of that song? And question number two, what's the name of this song of thanks sung by Ringo Starr? So, what are the names of these two Thanksgiving theme songs? The answers to these two important trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from onthisday.com, and today, quote unquote, is the weekend of November the 17th. Well, it was on this day, back in 1956, that Fats Domino appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show and performed his hit, Blueberry Hill. And it was 69 years ago today, 1954, that Sammy Davis Jr. was involved in a serious auto accident in California. 3 days later, Davis lost the ability to see with his left eye. As noted at the beginning of today's program, today's music coverage is special. These songs reflect a wide array of time periods and genres, including country, comedy, musicals, R&B, big band, reggae, blues, rock, classical, pop, and jazz genres. Background information about these songs and singers was supplemented with entries from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. We begin with this article by Rachel Sonnis, published in the 10/21/14 edition of timeout.com/New York, entitled The 20 Best Thanksgiving Songs. Since her list only covers a few of the many possible genres, we'll only be sampling three of her 20 picks here. She begins by saying, nothing says muchas gracias like a song. We all know that Thanksgiving tends to be more like an eating contest than anything else. Between stuffing your face with turkey gravy and pumpkin spice everything, and slyly trying to unbutton your pants under the dining room table, giving thanks for your loved ones somehow seems to be the last thing on people's minds. But we have a solution, a lovingly selected playlist that will make you feel, well, thankful during this year's Food Stuff-a-thon. Whatever the case may be, our mission is to bring back the true spirit of Thanksgiving and maybe even shake off those 9 million calories you just consumed in the process. Now, coming in at number 20 is the song we opened today's program with, Thank You for Being a Friend. This is by Andrew Gold. Now, if you were around in the late 1980s and early 90s, Miami's quirkiest broads, the Golden Girls, were no doubt a fixture on your TV screen. The celebrated sitcom's theme song, Andrew Gold's Thank You for Being a Friend, as sung by Cynthia Fee, is just as memorable as Blanche, Rose, Dorothy, and Sophia are. Whether the song inspires you to love your friends that much more, or merely makes you want to embark on a Golden Girls marathon, it's bound to get stuck in your head. Fortunately, no one ever seems to mind.
Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine. Castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon, and moments on the Hudson River line.
And coming in at number 14 is the Queen of Jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, singing Thanks for the Memory. If ever there was a breakup song to leave you feeling blissfully nostalgic, Ella Fitzgerald's rendition of the 1938 Bob Hope and Shirley Ross chestnut, Thanks for the Memory, would be it. Melancholy, yet hopeful, with just a bit of Ella's patented wistful charm, Thanks for the Memory is the perfect soundtrack for all your fall nostalgia needs.
Many's the time that we feasted.
Give thanks and praises to the moon stars. Give thanks and praises so high. He will not deceive us, my brethren.
And coming in at number 9 is the reggae rep, Give Thanks and Praises by Bob Marley. In 1977, Bob Marley coined the phrase, Give thanks and praise to the Lord and I will feel all right, with his smash hit, One Love, People Get Ready, only to release Give Thanks and Praises just 6 years later. Marley's smooth voice and the track's unbelievably mellow beat create a relaxed and even euphoric vibe, which might make your obligatory post-turkey coma a bit more pleasant.
And Ham is known to be the prophet.
And next we have this article published in TheBoot.com, Top 10 Country Thanksgiving Songs. And this was published on November 28, 2013.
It's so damn easy to say that life's so hard. Everybody's got their share of battle scars. As for me, I'd like to thank my lucky stars that I'm alive and well.
We all have plenty to be thankful for this Thanksgiving Day. So before we dig into the turkey and stuffing or help ourselves to a second piece of pumpkin pie, hopefully this list of top 10 country Thanksgiving songs will serve as a reminder to take a few moments and express gratitude for all our blessings in life. And coming in at number 4 is Willie Nelson, I'm alive. And today, you know, that's good enough for me. Breathing in and out's a blessing, can't you see? Today is the first day of the rest of my life, and I'm alive and well, God, I'm alive and well. This song has definitely made the rounds, written by Kenny Chesney, along with Dean Dillon and Mark Tamburino. The tune first appeared on Willie's 2008 album, Moment of Forever, which was co-produced by Kenny, who later included it on his own album, Lucky Old Son, as a duet with Dave Matthews. But there's something about a man who was born during the Great Depression, who has waged his share of personal battles in the public eye, singing, "As for me, I'd like to thank my lucky stars that I'm alive and well," and reminding us why he's still one of our favorites. Next, we have recommendations for at least two holiday songs from this article published in GoodHousekeeping.com titled Thanksgiving Playlist. Now, one is a song about food and one is about home.
Oh, Lord, I feel fine today. Walking on cloud nine today. I'm over that line today. Happiness is finally mine today. I guess I'm just a lucky guy, and here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of my sweet potato pie.
Sweet Potato Pie is written by Ray Charles and features North Carolina's own James Taylor in a duet with Charles from his album Genius Loves Company, that was recorded in the months before his death in 2004. Frank Sinatra called Charles, who was blind from age 7, the only true genius in show business.
She's my little girl, senior. So much harder than a hallelujah.
I'm sitting railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound.
Thanksgiving is about gathering with family and friends and going home again. Homeward Bound was written on a scrap of paper at a railway station by Paul Simon while touring clubs in England and feeling homesick. Simon and Garfunkel recorded the song for their third studio album, Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme, in 1966.
And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see.
And then there's Turkey in the Straw by Liberace, Americana Music, 2005. In 1928, this tune was used as the bass melody in the famous early Mickey Mouse cartoon, Steamboat Willie. A slower and more orchestral version is used in the song Oklahoma Mixer, known in Japan and other East Asian countries, and is often played during gym classes where students practice a line dance to the tune. Now, Liberace's version contains a number of variations of styles and is recorded from his 1950s television program.
I'm thankful for America. I'm thankful for my friends. I'm thankful for my mom and dad, the Pilgrims and the Indians. I'm thankful for my cat and dog. I'm thankful that I'm free. For the turkey on the table and the pumpkin pie, I'm thankful that I'm me.
Another bit of Americana tribute music is this piece called Thanksgiving Day by Steve Vozzolo from his 2005 All the Colors of the World album. Steve Vozzolo is a critically acclaimed singer, songwriter, composer, and guitarist. Steve often uses art as inspiration in his songwriting and compositions. Norman Rockwell was the inspiration for this album, All the Colors of the World.
They'll hang around and wreck our house, and then they'll up and leave. Thanksgiving Day. Thanksgiving Day.
Go on, pretending day by day that someone somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Thanksgiving is also about giving thanks by serving others. We Are the World is a song and charity single originally recorded by the supergroup USA for Africa in 1985. It was written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie and produced by Quincy Jones and Michael Omarshan for the album We Are the World. With sales in excess of 20 million copies, it is one of the fewer than 30 all-time singles to have sold at least 10 million copies worldwide. The song was released on March 7, 1985, as the only single from the album. A worldwide commercial success, hit top music charts throughout the world and became the fastest-selling American pop single in history. Following Band-Aid's Do They Know It's Christmas project in the UK, an idea for the creation of an American benefit single for African famine relief came from activist Harry Belafonte, who, along with fundraiser Ken Cragen, was instrumental in bringing the vision to reality. We Are the World raised over $63 million for humanitarian aid in Africa and the U.S. Speaking of helping others, we cannot leave out the song, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. In 1884, James Wells, moderator of the United Free Church of Scotland, in his book, The Parables of Jesus, tells the story of a little girl carrying a big baby boy. Seeing her struggling, someone asked if she wasn't tired. With surprise, she replied, "No, he's not heavy. He's my brother." So the song became a worldwide hit for the Hollies in 1969, and again for Neil Diamond in 1970. Scott and Russell had been introduced to each other by Johnny Mercer at a California nightclub. Although Russell was dying of lymphoma, and the pair met in person only three times, they managed to collaborate on this song. Once again, it's written by Bobby Scott and Bob Russell. Another tune about lending help is Lean on Me, a song written and recorded by American singer-songwriter Bill Withers. It was released in April 1972 as the first single from his second album, Still Bill. It was his first and only number one single on both the Soul Singles and the Billboard Hot 100. Withers' childhood in the coal mining town of Slab Fork, West Virginia, was the inspiration for Lean on Me, which he wrote after he had moved to Los Angeles and found himself missing the strong community ethic of his hometown, where he had lived in a decrepit house in the poor section of town.
When you need a hand, we all need somebody to lean.
Just like birds of a feather, I won't tell no lie. All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? Just let me stay for the record, we're giving love.
Sticking together through good times and bad is another theme of Thanksgiving. We Are Family is a song by Sister Sledge, composed by Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers, which captures that spirit. The track was released as a single from the album of the same name and quickly began to gain club and radio play. It eventually went gold, becoming the number one R&B and number two pop song on the U.S. charts in 1979. We Are Family reached number one on the disco charts, and it was also the theme song for the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates.
High hopes we had for the future.
And from HuffPost _ Canada, published on the 13th of October 2013, we have these musical suggestions in an article titled Thanksgiving Day Playlist, 30 Songs to Eat Turkey To. This is, of course, Frank Sinatra, and he is singing I Want to Thank Your Folks. The lyrics reflect his gratitude to the parents of his love for making her as sweet as she is.
I want to thank your folks.
I look around and recognize sister and a brother. We rarely see our parents now. We hardly see each other. On this auspicious occasion, this special family.
Grammy Award-winning folk singer Loudon Wainwright III, born in Chapel Hill in 1946, recorded this song titled Thanksgiving in 1989 for his Therapy album. Sam Sutherland writes that this song compresses a family's tangled emotional history into a single night with the nuance and richness of a John Updike story.
Something has been lost.
You know my soul. You know everything about me, best and known. You know my heart. How to make me stop and how to make me go. You should know I love everything about you. Don't you know that I'm
And in pop music, there's Kelly Clarkson's song simply called Thankful. This is the title track to Clarkson's debut album, released in 2003. One of the singles from this album, A Moment Like This, reached number one on the charts. Last but certainly not least, food is an important element of Thanksgiving, but we have to take care not to overdo it.
Have some more chicken, have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried. Just eat it, eat, just eat it. Just eat it, eat, just eat it. Your table manners are a crying shame. You're playing with your food, this ain't some kind of game. Now if you start to death, you'll just have yourself to blame. So eat it, just eat it.
Eat It, the song playing in the background now, is a 1984 song by comedy music artist Weird Al Yankovic. It is a parody of Beat It by Michael Jackson. The track was both a commercial and critical success, earning Yankovic a Grammy Award.
Beat it. Have some more yogurt, have some more spam. It doesn't matter if it's fresh or canned.
So, how did you do on today's trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, what was the name of the song by Arlo Guthrie that I played a snippet of? Correct answer? That was Alice's Restaurant. And the answer to our second question, what was the name of the 1967 song by Ringo Starr that I played a snippet from, once again reflecting friendship and Thanksgiving? Correct answer, with a little help from my friends. So let's close out today's program with a tune about not just food, but glorious food. This one's from the soundtrack to the movie Oliver. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. This program is also available as a podcast after the broadcast in our website, ncreadingservice.org. As we leave you now, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me at 919-832-5138. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Music Review is underwritten by Bill McClure, tuning pianos in the Raleigh area since 1968. For more information or to schedule a piano tuning, please call 919-779-1755. So long, until next time, and happy Thanksgiving.